Moncrief on News Talk.
This month is the 100th anniversary of the publication of a book that many critics believe sum up the dark shadows of the American dream. But then, and even now, The Great Gatsby is routinely misinterpreted. Keith Duggan is the Washington correspondent of the Irish Times. Afternoon, Keith.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Is the book being commemorated? Are there kind of events to mark the publication centenary?
Yeah, there are. Like, absolutely. On the evening of the centenary in New York, the Empire State Building tower lights were turned green in recognition. That was on April 10th. And before and since, there have been sort of commemorative, historical societies and parties in, various areas that were specific to Fitzgerald's life, Great Neck in New York and St. Paul, where he grew up. Actually, I just came across a piece. There's a letter that they uncovered in St. Paul that he had written as a high school student, Fitzgerald, in which he describes himself in a way which it's sort of poignant given the way his life panned out. He says he was a playwright, a poet, a novelist, an essayist, philosopher, loafer, useless, disagreeable, silly, talented, weak, strong, clever, trivial, a waste. In short, a very parody, a mockery of one who might have been more, but whom nature and circumstance render less. With apologies for living, Francis Scott Fitzgerald. Sort of summed up in a lot. Yeah, he was a teenager when he wrote that. There has been. And in a way, the centenary celebrations are to recognize an extraordinary book. And also maybe the fact that it sort of made it through, because one of the many, tragedies of Fitzgerald's life is the fact that he died believing that book and indeed his career had been a failure.
Yeah, I don't know, it might be a well-known story that it was a kind of a failure and then it was distributed to GIs during World War II, and that's what turned it into a huge hit.
Exactly.
Yeah. The weird thing, though, is in The Great Gatsby, there is a guy who pretends to be somebody else, and it's about the kind of equating material success with some sort of it's a badge of morality as well, but that's proven to be untrue. If anyone watched Mad Men, which is kind of loosely based on The Great Gatsby, is very similar. Yet the current administration keeps harking back to a time that was, in inverted commas, better. But it seems like it hasn't actually changed at all.
Yeah, exactly. One of the central drivers in the story, in the novel, is Gatsby's desire to sort of to almost go back in time. He wants to, he creates all this wealth through nefarious, shady means and throws these lavish parties, of which he has no interest, purely to win back or try and win back Daisy Buchanan, which is impossible. And of course, the story has been told in retrospect. But, there's a really fascinating talk on your own station, News Talk, Sean, hosted by Patrick Gagan there, in which a few Fitzgerald and Gatsby academics discuss the novel, and they're talking about the difficulty of trying to get their students past that sort of trite reading that it's a sort of a metaphor for the American dream. But the thing is that phrase, the American dream, featured constantly in last year's election here from both candidates, Trump and Kamala Harris. And particularly with Trump, there's this sense that he's trying to at least persuade people that he can turn back time. Even the MAGA slogan, "Make America Great Again." Mm. It's a desire to return to something that was and that has somehow passed, and that he and he alone can kind of will it into being again. And in relation to Gatsby, there are umpteen, not the centenaries come up, sort of essays and radio shows comparing Trump in particular to several characters, most obvious being Tom Buchanan, Daisy's sort of boorish husband, but also Gatsby himself, because Gatsby was he was an imposter, he was an intruder into New York high society, and Trump himself, obviously, he's sort of he's new money, and he was never accepted in amongst the blue blood New York set. So there are so many parallels running through what is a very slim book, and obviously people are making the connections this year in particular.
Yeah, indeed. It is a very poignant. Keith, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Keith Duggan there, the Washington correspondent of the Irish Times.
Moncrief on News Talk.